Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure talking with our U.S. Congressman for the 4th District, Randy Feenstra from Hall, who joins me from his office in Washington, D.C. today. And Congressman Feenstra, a very good day to you.
Hey, great to be on with you, Pat, on KQWC.
Yes, so we got kind of a nice day shaping up here, but let's talk about what's been happening in the nation and a lot of concerns here in the 4th Congressional District. First off, the situation's happening in the Middle East, but with our ships there in the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea and so forth, there was an attack on three servicemen who died last weekend, and I know that President Biden is saying that we're trying to get to the bottom of this, and he has something planned. What's your thoughts about what's going on in that part of the globe?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a tragedy when we lose three military personnel. That should never happen. And we have to hold Iran accountable. We know Iran is behind this. Obviously, we have to make sure Iran's oil is cut off. You know, we also have to make sure that we stop Iran from using drones and coming after us. I mean, we have to make this punitive, and they have to know that they don't mess with America. Well, I'm waiting for the response. I think everybody's waiting for the response, and I hope that happens fairly soon.
So that's coming up very soon, as we said there, Congressman. Let's talk about the border crisis. I know that we've had some lawmakers. I know that Senator Ernst was there recently, and the reason to impeach the Secretary Mayorkas with that. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. So in the U.S. House, we are going to move forward and go to impeachment of Director Mayorkas and Secretary Mayorkas. I mean, right now we have over 302 illegal immigrants that have come through in the border in December. That's 10,000 a day. And the Secretary has done nothing about it. It's a free open border, which is causing terrorists, or causing illegals, everybody to come through the border, drugs. And so we have to finish the wall. We have to build the wall and know who's coming in and out. But I will be voting yes to impeach Mayorkas. I think this is one time where a cabinet member has not done their job and is creating just a terrible situation in the United States. It's a complete dereliction of duty.
On kind of a similar note, the Biden administration forcing Texas to move its border barriers as well. So this is kind of in a relation from what we were talking just moments ago.
This is the same thing. Very disappointed in the Supreme Court here. How the Supreme Court simply said that the state of Texas did not have the authority to put up razor wire and things like that. Again, I think it's the federal government usurping its bounds on state. I mean, this is state land. The state should defend its border, and this is what's happening. You're having all these illegals come in, having catastrophic effects on Texas communities, whether it be the hospitals, their health care, their schools, and all the things that are happening. And so what Texas is doing is just trying to protect itself. And I stand up for Texas. I think they're doing the right thing. Is they simply got to protect their border. The federal government will not, then the states have to intervene, and that's what's happening. That's why we must build the border wall. And I approve of Governor Reynolds that we deployed our Iowa National Guard to our border to keep it safe, and I'm glad we did that.
All right. I'm sure you've heard from the constituents in our district there, Congressman, about this very same issue.
Exactly. This is loud and clear. This is the number one issue. When I travel my 36 counties, I was in district last week doing district travel, and the number one issue is the illegals coming across our border and infiltrating our communities. We've got to secure our border. We have to do this. I'm talking to sheriff's offices, seeing more and more fentanyl drugs come up. And today is actually the 8th anniversary of Sarah Root being killed by an illegal who was drunk driving in Omaha. And what happened was the person posted bail and was never seen from again, fleed. And that's why we cannot have this. Justice must be served. We must hold illegal immigrants accountable for their actions and swiftly detain and punish those who break the law.
Again, we're talking with Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra from Hall in Northwest Iowa about some of the issues happening in Washington, D.C. today here on KQWC. Our next topic is about your agriculture tour that's going on. We're thinking nice weather as we're doing our interview here this morning. It's sunny here in Iowa, and I think that farmers are looking ahead to another planting season down the road.
Exactly. And we've been all over our 36 counties talking about the farm bill. That's why we're doing the agricultural tour. Again, it's the backbone. It's our economic engine of our state and the 4th District. So we want to hear from farmers on what needs to be in the farm bill and what needs to be done in Congress to support our local farmers. And a couple of the number one things we're hearing is changes to CRP, that's grazing land. They want more, farmers want more opportunity to graze their cattle on land, on CRP land. And then when can it be cut? At what time during drought and stuff like that? So we're working with that. We're also hearing so much about, obviously, China buying our farmland. And there's part of the bill in the ag bill, a bill that I passed also, that will stop China from buying our farmland. Obviously, we believe that Iowa farmland belongs to the Iowa farmer. And then finally, the big other issue is the death tax. We're working on repealing the death tax. And the big issue there is if that farmer wants to pass that land to the next generation, to their daughter or son, whoever it might be, right now there's a 40% tax, death tax, that they'd have to pay to transfer that land, and we're trying to repeal that. So those are some of the top issues that we're hearing when we're doing our farm tours.
And those tours are going on right now. Is there anyone closer to home there, Randy, down the road?
Yeah, so we've done over 30 stops. We did a stop in Harrison County last week. We did a stop in Storm Lake, and we're going to continue to do those stops around Fort Dodge, Webster City, and those dates will be coming out shortly.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Let's also talk for a moment there, Congressman, about the expanding emergency medical services, especially in the rural sections of Iowa, even though we have, an excellent medical service here in Webster City and Hamilton County. More needs to be done about that.
Exactly. I hear this loud and clear from rural Iowa, is that we have a shortage of volunteer EMTs. And what that causes, if somebody has a heart attack or stroke, they could be waiting 15, 20, 30 minutes for EMS to arrive. And that could be very catastrophic. So what we're trying to do is understand this challenge, understand the shortage of EMS personnel. I was an EMT in Hall, Iowa for 15 years, so I know how important it is to get there in a timely manner, you know, 2-3 minutes after that call is made. So we have a bill that authorizes $20 million to help out rural American communities. These grants would be deployed to rural communities, and they can be used for helping volunteers get more training by helping also buying equipment and ambulances. Again, we have to make sure that we have good EMS, that we have safety protecting our citizens from tragic events and making sure that they get to the hospital in a timely manner.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Anything else we can expect this week there in Congress, Congressman Feenster, of interest to our
today,
area?
We've got probably the biggest bill that will probably get passed and to the president's desk is the tax bill. The tax bill really helps small businesses on main streets buying equipment. It helps farmers buying equipment. It promotes research and development, and then also helps families with the child tax credit. So we're going to pass that today, hopefully, and allow more dollars to be in people's pockets. So that's going to be very key as we move forward in the next day, and obviously it will fight inflation. That's very significant. When our families and our businesses go buy things, the costs are dramatically going up. So hopefully this will alleviate some of that.
And we'll follow these issues in the days to come. Congressman Feenster, thanks for joining us today here on KQWC.
Pat, it's always great to be on with you. If anybody ever has any questions, I go to feenster.house.gov. Thank you so much.